California will get nearly $500 million of the federal EPA grant money. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California announced today that the money from the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant will be used for transportation and freight decarbonization at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Padilla says 40% of the nation's imports come through the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and are transported by trucks around the nation. He said the truck exhaust causes air pollution in the nearby communities and adds heat-trapping carbon, which contributes to climate change.
California has led the way in so many areas, whether it's renewable energy, energy efficiency and conservation in residences and even in office buildings, electric vehicles. But that's not enough. We have to do more in the heavy duty sector. So we're going to keep working to replace dirty diesel trucks and other polluting equipment and make historic investments in zero emissions infrastructure.
Vanessa Delgado is the chair of the South Coast Air Quality Management District. She says transportation accounts for more than 50% of greenhouse gas emissions and nearly 80% of air pollution within the South Coast Basin. She said the grant will be invested in zero-emission technology and vehicles. She added that cutting emission at the ports will reduce 12 million metric tons of carbon emissions over the course of 25 years, and that's not all.
We will see 1,600 tons of smog-forming emissions, 8 tons of fine particulate matter, and 30 tons of diesel particulate matter every year. Amazing reductions. And this means cleaner air for our loved ones, our neighbors, and our children. But that's not all. This grant includes a partnership with labor, universities, colleges, and NGOs for workforce training. And it will result in almost 44,000 jobs nationwide.
The EPA's national grants are paid for by the 2022 climate law approved by congressional Democrats. The law, known as the Inflation Reduction Act, includes nearly $400 billion to accelerate the expansion of clean energy, such as wind and solar power. It also aims to speed the nation's transition away from fossil fuels like oil, coal, and natural gas that are the main cause of climate change. For KPFA, I'm Yiyun Chan.